Stark, this is Rick Tearing on Neil DiGiorgio. Neil is N-E-I-L. And as in Nancy, N-E-I-L. Neil Vincent DiGiorgio. D-E-G-I-O-R-G-I-O. Neil Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, DiGiorgio, D-E, D as in David, D-E-G-I-O-R-G-I-O, DiGiorgio. Date of birth is 12-9-1960, age 62. This is a consultation from Dr. Patrick Garrett, M.D., Garrett is G-A-R-R-E-T-T, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath since 3 months. Next paragraph. Fist present illness. This is a 62-year-old male patient who was initially evaluated for chest pains. Numbness and tinglings in the chest. I'm sorry, tingling in the chest in September of 23. Underwent coronary angiography, and was found to have multivessel coronary artery disease. He was taken for CABG times 4. On September 20th, 23, and post-operatively, the patient states he has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and has had multiple evaluations in the emergency room at Advent Hospital, including ER evaluation, done on 11/30/23, at which time he presented to the hospital with chest pains and shortness of breath. He was sent for a CT angiography. At the time, and the CTA done was seen at the emergency room on 11:30, 23 showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but had elevation of the left hemidiaphragm with atelectasis in the posterior basilar left lung. A previous CT done on 9/28/23 in the emergency room showed compressive atelectasis at the basis and no evidence of pulmonary emboli and stable mosaic attenuation of the lungs, which may suggest inflammatory bronchiolitis, and small loculated left effusion as well as compressive atelectasis of the left lower lobe. The patient's chest CT, however, done on 11/30/23 showed elevation of the left hemidiaphragm with mild atelectasis of the posterior basilar left lung with hemidiaphragmatic eventration secondary to left phrenic nerve dysfunction, period. The patient states that he works as a carpenter and is unable to exert due to symptoms of shortness of breath and chest tightness. He also was treated for pneumonia. On two occasions over the past 3 months, the next, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hernia, I'm sorry, ventral hernia repair with mesh placement. In April of 23, he has had a history for hypertension and hypothyroidism. He also had lumbar disc surgery in 2016. And has prior history for renal cell carcinoma and history of hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, habits of patient, smoked for 10 years, 3 to 4 cigarettes per day, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, med list included, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligrams a day, and tramadol for chest pain. Next paragraph, family history. family history is not significant for any cardiac disease. Both parents died of natural causes. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has vertigo, no hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has chest tightness, trouble taking deep breaths, and has reflux symptoms, no abdominal pains. He has occasional chest pains, palpitations, no leg swelling, denies depression or anxiety, denies urinary symptoms, he has joint pains, and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures but has numbness at the extremities and denies skin rash, no itching. Next, and he has history for depression. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a well-built to middle-aged male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of the ictus or peripheral edema, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 192, saturation 97, HENT are non-phthalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions over the left lower chest. Breath sounds are slightly diminished over the left base. No wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, small to no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea. And number two, status post CABG times 4. Number three is left hemidiaphragmatic dysfunction with atelectasis, left base. Number four is hypothyroidism. Number five, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was previously sent for a sniff test and found to have minimal movement of the left hemidiaphragm, suggesting diaphragmatic dysfunction. He was advised to use the incentives parameter 4 times a day. And also advised to go for a CTA of the chest to rule out other etiologies, including pulmonary embolus. And or pneumonia. The patient was also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and he already had a pulmonary function study done this past month, which showed mild obstructive airways disease. I'm sorry, mild to moderate obstructive airways disease with no significant change following bronchodilator use. The patient will, the patient was advised to go for cardiac rehab and CBC complete metabolic profile to be done and a follow-up visit to be arranged here approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. He was also placed on a Stiolto Respimat, 2 puffs once daily, since there was evidence of obstructive airways disease. We'll make an addendum report after the CT results are available. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patrick Garrett, MD. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.